We do recognize the sheer complexity of the challenge.
Making all new cars sold electric by 2035 was an ambitious goal. Today, European Climate Commissioner Wiebke Hoekstra announcing a policy shift.
So in practice, that would mean 90% of vehicles will be electric. For the remaining 10%, we allow flexibility.
In other words, you'll still hear gasoline-burning cars driving off European lots in a decade. But those emissions will have to be made up through the use of lower carbon steel or sustainable fuels. While not a big change, Lucien Mathieu with European advocacy group Transport and Environment sees a distraction.
What Europe risks doing is by clinging to the combustion engine and to a hybrid, is investing in these technologies that will be outdated.
The move follows months of pressure from both member countries with car industries and automakers, struggling with profits and a lack of charging locations for EVs. Not to mention the elephant in the room that's only getting bigger.
China currently is racing ahead, and Europe will not be able to catch up with China by investing in the technologies of yesterday.